There are villains, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and all of those who are listening from far, good morning. Today is Monday, 9th of June, and right now it's cloudy and drizzling here in Oroville on pleasant 28 degrees Celsius, and since early morning shower the air cooled down. Today we can expect mostly cloudy and very warm, a thunderstorm in spot this afternoon, an evening thunderstorm, otherwise considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 37, and on heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds on 8 km per hour, with gusts on 16 km per hour, and speed of winds will slightly increase over the night. Maximum ultraviolet index is very high on 8. Moon is Vexis Gibbous, illuminated on 84%. And here's the letter from Dr. Karan Singh, written on 7th of May. And it's saying, "Dear friends, due to the general elections, I was obliged to postpone the governing board and international advisory committee meeting scheduled in June. They will now be held on 1st to 3rd of August 2014. Meanwhile, I would like to share with you three areas in which I feel urgent action is necessary. Firstly, I'm very disappointed at the apparent inability of our Rovillians to choose at regular intervals the 7 members working committee as laid down in the Act. The whole so-called Oroville process of selecting members for the working committee seems to be permanently bogged down in confusion, controversy, as a result of which I found that invariably the existing working committee is obliged to carry on even after its tenure is over, while desperate efforts are made to choose new members. May I suggest that the simplest way to do this would be through a proper election, either physically or by email, instead of the present convoluted procedure. I urge the community to give this matter their urgent consideration, because the lack of legally constituted and empowered working committee tends to weaken the functioning of Oroville as well as the governing board. The second matter, which, as you know, has been weighing on my mind, is the whole question of land acquisition by purchase or exchange. I do not see any major breakthrough yet in this area, and every month that is lost means that the price of land is rising and the dangers of commercial interest intruding into Oroville steadily growing. I am unable to understand why the community is not taking this matter up with the seriousness that it deserves. In the final analysis, if we do not get the land, we will not be able to build a city. Thirdly, I'm not quite sure whether the Town Development Committee is fully functional. You have the great advantage of the guidance from Dr. Doshi, but despite that, I'm left with the impression that we are not making adequate progress in planning and building the city. I'm open to correction here, but would like to be assured that TDC is indeed fully functional. In this context, have we taken full advantage of the advisory committee setup with the distinguished members? On the brighter side, I was glad to learn that my long-standing suggestion that all those connected with education in Oroville should get together and work out an integrated educational structure, including higher education, is being pursued. I believe a group is working on this, and I look forward to get a report on the next governing board meeting. I'm also happy that at long last, the Bharat Nivas Trust has been duly registered, which should help in the enhanced performance of this important institution. Warm regards and best wishes to you all. Dr. Karan Singh." David and Uli invite us today from 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone onward to an evolutionary cafe. They would like to invite us to join them again in their interactive collective exploration. Today's video again will be from Robert Gilman, who is one of the founders of In Context magazine and Context Institute, and he will continue to focus on his Foundation Stone project. Tea and biscuits will be served from 6:40 p.m. and film at 7 p.m. On Friday, 13th of June, between 3 to 6 p.m. at Sauchur in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, you can, regardless the dance experiences or age, participate in a dance workshop of Luis Paulo from Mozambique, who will also later on at 7:30 p.m. share with the community video an oral presentation on Mozambique followed by question and answer session afterward. Event is organized by Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone. And let us continue with some announcements. First one is from BCC, saying that help desk at the financial service in the town hall is still offered today from 9 a.m. to noon and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Jean-Yves will be offering help. The help desk will operate on a first-come basis. And if you need to avail of the facility, kindly bring all required details of your budget and USB key. Past Friday at Aparao Galleries in Chennai, they inaugurated the Sacred Space, an exhibition of sculptures and installation in a palette of white by Aurovillian artist Pierre Legrand. The exhibition continues till Friday, 25th of July. An announcement from Cycle Kiosk is saying that in the month of June, they extended the offer for guest houses with a small cycle collection to send them their cycles for the servicing in case they do not have specialized mechanics for this. Guest houses could send them 3 or 4 at a time, and they can also help with transport for small contribution. They will give you an estimate of what they think needs to be done and inform guest houses beforehand so they don't get a shock after the work has been completed. For this, you can contact Christoph on 984-309-3538. Outreach Media Team informs us that from June 6 until July 23rd, the number to call in the event of media visiting Auroville is Robert at 89405683 05. Otherwise, they are in office Monday to Friday, usually from 9:30 to 1 p.m. unless they are with the media. During those hours, they're asking you to call the office. Information from SISOP says that epidemic of phishing emails continues. Most of you received recently emails stating, attach the swift copy of payment made to your account, kindly confirm. If you confirm by entering your email ID and password, your email account is hacked. In this case, you have to reset your password immediately. They're asking us to be conscious and help them to stop the epidemic. If you receive this kind of mail, do not open it and especially do not open attached file. But delete the message and inform the sender and or SISOP. For more information, you can call Daniel on phone 262-2524. Mina, a Tamil Aurovillian, would like to offer a course of the discovery and beauty of the authentic Tamil culture every Sunday morning, meeting point at Courage Gate. The course might include cooking lesson, how to make kolam, how to wear a sari, henna design on hands and feet, and how to make flower garlands. And the last, a course in tailoring. If you are interested, please call Mina to talk about the details of your class and fix the time. You can call her on 978770280. And tomorrow, as we said, it's a bone density camp organized in Auroville Health Center from 10 a.m. onwards. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen an Indian comedy drama, Bhootnath Returns, made in India in 2014 by director Nitesh Tiwari. Tomorrow we can see a German comedy musical romance, Three Men in and Lillian, which was made in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Bauern and was made in Finland in 1913 by director Willem Thiele. And on Wednesday they will screen an interesting documentary, Fold Crumple Crush, The Art of Ella Atsui, made in USA in 2011 by director Susan Vogel. This film gives you an insider's view of the artistic practice, the ingenious steps of thousands of hours of labor that convert used bottle tops into huge opulent wall hangings. Here, Anatsui explains how his artwork have become a marriage of painting and sculpture, objects that speaks of African history but also reach for the eternal, and he talks about his aspiration for artworks he has yet to make. And contemplation for the day comes from Sri Aurobindo, from Savitri, Book 6, Canto 2, page 448. Yes, there are happy ways near to God's sun, but few are they who tread the sunlit path. Only the pure in soul can walk in light. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org, but you are also very welcome to give us some support in any way.